People in Sevier County have something new popping up in their yards, but it's not a weed or political campaign. White and blue signs across the county in front yards, businesses, and schools dot neighborhoods with positive messages.
Never lose hope.
You are worthy.
Your life matters.
You are loved.
You are needed.
Never doubt your value.
Don't quit.
You've got this.
You are never alone.
One day at a time.
You are enough.
Be the exception.
You are stronger than you think.
Your life matters.
And be kind.
The Encouragement Project for Sevier County has put up 60 signs in the last month. Each one has an encouraging message on the front and back.
We had no idea it was going to explode like it did, so we have a lot of people waiting for signs at this point because we have a waiting list.
Mary Condor, who started the project, says 80 more signs are on the way soon for those on the waiting list. She and a group of three other women talked about starting something positive after reading about a similar project online.
And we all just decided it was something that we really needed as a community to pull our community together.
This community has been no stranger to suicide in recent years. Not only is it the leading cause of death among teens in the state, but several recent suicides in Sevier County have hit hard for many families. Amber Christensen says she just wanted to do something.
It's a very small act. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of our time, but I feel better, and it's healing for me just to be able to hopefully make somebody feel better.
Christensen says some of the messages also have personal meaning.
One day at a time is how I live. So to me, that one means a lot.
Condor plans to have the signs switched out from time to time with new, fresh messages. She doesn't know how long the project will continue, but hopes it's still going years from now.
Even if they're small and it's a small project, I think that it's starting to remind people again, you know what, we need to reach out to our neighbors. We need to make sure our neighbors are okay.
According to Condor, people have reached out to say it does make a difference in their day. But the biggest thing she's proud of is that those who have loved ones die from suicide have reached out as well and asked for signs in their yards.
That kind of validates that what we're doing does mean something, because if those people who have gone through the worst pain ever think it's a worthwhile project, then we're on the right track.
The Encouragement Project for Sevier County has a Facebook page where they receive donations and requests to host signs. Valor Printing in Richfield prints the signs for a discounted price, and members of the project deliver and place them. For Utah Public Radio in Sevier County, I'm Amy Kobabe.